Lectio Divina is a Latin phrase which means divine reading, and it dates all the way back to the 3rd century. Over the years, it was developed by some of the early church fathers, saints of the church, and religious communities such as Origen, St. Ambrose, St. Augustine, St. Bernard of Clairvaux, St. Benedict, St. John of the Cross, St. Teresa of Avila, the Desert Fathers who formed the monasteries in the Eastern Church, the Carthusians, the Cistercians, the Benedictines, the Carmelites. This is just to name a few. It has even been introduced to the Protestants by John Calvin. It wasn't until Vatican II in 1965 that one of the Church's most important documents emphasized the use of Lectio Divina. That document was Dei Verbum, which means the Word of God, and it is a dogmatic constitution or a teaching of the Catholic Church on the Word of God. In 2005, Pope Benedict XVI reaffirmed the importance of Lectio Divina on the 50th anniversary of Dei Verbum. I would like in particular to recall and recommend the ancient tradition of Lectio Divina. The diligent reading of sacred scripture accompanied by prayer brings about that intimate dialogue in which the person reading hears God who is speaking and, in praying, responds to him with a trusting openness of heart. If it is effectively promoted, this practice will bring to the church, I am convinced of it, a new spiritual springtime. St. John Paul II, when he was the Pope, encouraged us to enter into Lectio Divina with this disposition. One condition for Lectio Divina is that the mind and heart be illumined by the Holy Spirit, that is, by the same Spirit who inspired the Scriptures, and that they be approached with an attitude of reverential hearing. As is often said about Scripture, this type of prayer is itself ever ancient, ever new. The practice of Lectio Divina is best when it is experienced. The best I can explain it is that this is an experience of prayer where you read Scripture in a prayerful and reflective way until God speaks to you through His Word. And as we hear it over and over again and meditate upon it and contemplate with it, the Word of God takes flesh in us. We become one with Christ. We experience this wonderful union with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As with all prayer, the way that we do prayer is not important, but sometimes, especially for beginners, it is really helpful to have a structure and a routine to get us into prayer. Lectio Divina consists of 4 steps. Lectio, which is reading, meditatio, which is meditating, oratio, which is praying, and contemplatio, which is contemplating. Let's use the analogy of eating for this. First, a couple of scripture references. From Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. When I found your words, I devoured them. Your words were my joy, the happiness of my heart. When we pray in scripture, this is what happens to us. We hear in John chapter 6, 51. This is the Bread of Life discourse. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Now let's apply the 4 steps of Lectio Divina to eating. Lectio, which means reading. Lectio is like looking at the meal that is placed before you, deciding which part you want to eat first, which looks the best, what you want to save for last, and finally taking that first bite. Meditatio, which is meditation, is like chewing on the food, tasting it, deciding whether or not you like it, or if you want more of it, or if you want to try something else in the dish. This is often related to chewing. Sometimes we eat our food so fast that we don't even know what it tastes like. And we can do the same thing with Scripture. For us to really meditate, we need to take it slow and notice all the textures and the flavors of the Scripture. Interesting enough, my last name is Denk, and it's a German word that means to think deeply or to ponder. This part comes naturally to me. The important thing, though, is that we are not doing any of these steps on our own, but rather reading with God, pondering with God. If we do it alone, that's when it becomes a rather dark and frustrating experience. This is where it's important to pray with God, with scriptures, and always have Christ at the center. So chew until your heart is content, but just remember, you're chewing scripture and not your own thoughts. Oratio, pray. Oratio means speech, discourse, or dialogue. It's kind of like when we share a meal with anyone, especially with God, conversation tends to naturally flow. During this step, you not only savor the food, but you savor the company, and your heart naturally wants to say something or hear something in response. This could be a very spontaneous prayer or a more formal vocal prayer that you write out or say to God. Finally, contemplatio, contemplation. There's nothing better than after having a good meal than resting in the company that you are with. Think about an Italian dinner where nobody gets up from the table right away, or a Thanksgiving meal. You've tasted the food, you've drank the wine, you've talked, you've laughed, and you've loved, and now you just spend that last moment in silence, completely content, taking it all in, savoring it, enjoying it, just being there with the people that you love, with the God that you love. The Catechism emphasizes that contemplative prayer is silence, or silent love, in which the Father allows us to dwell in His Son, to become one with His Son, to be infused with the Holy Spirit and experience the closest thing to heaven that we can on this earth. That's a good meal, huh? As I mentioned before, sometimes the best way to learn prayer is just to actually experience it. So when you are ready, advance to the first step of Lectio Divina.